This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Improve your health and well-being the natural way with The Medicine Man, next on Plains FM.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mike McCammon, the Medicine Man on Plains FM. And we're going to be talking about vitamin E today. So if you, you know, hopefully you won't just tune out because it gets pretty, is this a boring topic? Wait and see. Vitamin E. Figure out why it's so vital. And are you getting enough? Okay, so we'll come back to you after this little ditty very soon. So, welcome back to The Medicine Man, and we'll be talking about vitamin E, but before I do, just to let you know, I had a little exciting venture last week when I went into, decided on a Wednesday night, to pop over to this lovely little bar in Littleton and try a little bit of Guinness. But anyway, that was really nice, but that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is when I was coming back, there were these delays, and they were cleaning the tunnel. The good old Littleton Tunnel, and I thought, oh, this must be there once a month, or maybe there once in 6 months. And so as I was waiting by the roundabout, it's quite a wait, but I was talking to the girl there in the high visibility gear, and this is news. They actually cleaned that tunnel from Wednesday night to Sunday. So I think that's 4 nights they actually maintain that tunnel. It's not once a month. It's not once a year. It's every week. Isn't that incredible? And what the heck's that got to do with health? Well, it kind of made me think about the human. We've got our own tunnel, haven't we? It's called the lower bowel. And a lot of us actually take it for granted. You know, don't even think about it. I've often asked my patients, you know, do you poo every day? Do you clean out every day? Get rid of your waste every day? Some of them actually don't know. It's rather boggling, isn't it? Something like, well, I don't know. Maybe once a week. Two or three days. You know, every few days. Or it might be once a day, or sometimes it's nuts, and sometimes it's 3 times, and other times it's one. And there's this, actually, we have a nation of bowel problems, you know, and so at a risk of being a bowel-minded, I want to let you know that, you know, don't take your bowel for granted. So even though this talk is not about the bowel, because I've given a number of talks about the importance of bowel cleansing, it is probably the single most important thing to pay attention to if you're not well or if you're tired or even if you think you're healthy. If you're not going a really good poo every day, you're building up toxins. And it may not seem to affect you now, but I can promise you it's going to affect you in the future. So I'm not going to rave on too much about this, but if you want to know more, go to my website. This is really worth doing. And that's www.nzherbal.com, or just put New Zealand Herbals, or just put Mike McCammon or Michael McCammon, New Zealand Herbals. Go to our website and go to the search engine in there and type in regular bowel. That's B-O-W-E-L, regular bowel. And have a read about how important it is. And better than that, it'll tell you the simplest solution, just like that, the most simple solution on the whole planet. It is so simple, and it's something we've got for you that will make sure that you move your bowel every single day, okay? So regular bowel, New Zealand Herbals, go in, check it out. We'll move on now to this vital vitamin called vitamin E. And the reason I'm talking about vitamins is because last week I talked about a number of water-soluble vitamins. And we're going to move on to the fat solubles now, but I'm going to stay with vitamin E because arguably it's one of the most important fat-soluble vitamins that, again, people don't think a lot about. And the only reason I'm talking about vitamins now, after all this time on the radio, is there was no point in talking about vitamins before this, because if you don't have full mineral saturation, you're no point in taking vitamins, believe me. So if you want to rush out to wherever you go and buy some vitamin E today after this talk, Please don't bother, because if you don't have full mineral saturation, it's not going to do that for you. So I want to qualify what I say. And so now hopefully that a number of you are using a Mineral Max, which is a formula that's got all the goodies in it for New Zealand conditions. And of course, with vitamin E, we particularly need to have selenium with vitamin E. And guess what? Our soils are low in selenium. So if you're low in selenium, you won't actually know it. There's not necessarily some raging symptoms of subclinical mineral deficiencies or vitamin deficiencies. You don't actually know. You just have these vague symptoms, or you might even feel, you know, you go to the doctor or whatever, you go and get blood tests and there's actually nothing wrong with you at all. Anyway, so given, let's take it as read that you are using the correct minerals and you have been using them for over 3 months, it's 90 days, you should have what we call mineral saturation, which means all the vital minerals, especially the alkaline-forming ones like the potassium, calcium, magnesium, zinc, silica, boron, iodine, and selenium, you've got it all in there so that you're now starting to use the vitamins correctly. Now, when it comes to soluble vitamins, we do tend to store them. And so arguably, we don't actually need to take too much of the fat solubles if we have a good diet. I did say last week that cod liver oil has vitamin E, but it's only a very small amount. And of course, it depends on what cod liver oil you are taking. So don't think you're taking enough vitamin E if you're just using the cod liver oil. And of course, as I've mentioned, the cod liver oil does, however, have that beautiful vitamin A for your skin and your immunity. And it's got that vitamin D for your bones and even helps your thyroid, you know. So taking cod liver oil, I've raved about that. But let's stick with vitamin E. Now, vitamin E is actually eight vitamins, believe it or not. It's eight molecules, I believe. So hang on, to be more specific, it's got eight different forms of vitamin E, but we're not going to get into all that. So what is actually vitamin E? It's a fat-soluble vitamin that's incredibly powerful as an antioxidant. What that means is it stops you from rusting. Isn't that great? And of course, you can use vitamin E topically on wounds and sores, and even apparently it has some action against warts. But that is more than just the vitamin E. But vitamin E can help topically. But it's a powerful antioxidant. So it's one of the biggest benefits, really, is this status as an antioxidant. Now, antioxidants have the unique capability of being able to protect your body from the damaging effect of these free radicals. Now, free radicals aren't sort of raging students on the rampage, although that's radical enough. But free radicals are actually molecules that are formed when your body converts food to energy. So these free radicals can actually damage cells. They can also be generated when you're exposed to pollutants, of course, and we are every single day, especially cigarette smoke and heavy metals. So those of you who've still got mercury fillings, perish the thought, get them out or come and see somebody about how to get them out, or at least to minimize your mercury risk. And ultraviolet rays also oxidize. So free radicals contain unpaired electrons. Now, if you remember your chemistry class, electrons are meant to be paired. And when they're not, they'll react with oxygen and they'll create a condition that we call, us naturopaths and nutritionists call it, oxidative stress. And there's that word again. Stress means resistance, and resistance means inflammation, and resistance means pain. So oxidative stress can contribute to all the risks of chronic illness and, guess what, premature aging. If you're starting to look older than your actual age, then you may well have oxidative stress with all these raging radical free radicals bouncing around, causing damage to cell membranes. And if it's happening on a cellular level, it's very subtle and you don't really notice over time. But if you look in the mirror and you look older, or you're looking tired, or your skin's getting a little bit frayed, you may well be deficient in that fat-soluble vitamin, vitamin E. So it's fantastic for protecting your skin. And, of course, the skin's the largest organ you've got, isn't it? So one of the most important, impressive benefits, really, of vitamin E is the capacity to protect your skin from the damaging ultraviolet rays. Now, remember, it's summertime, and it's a really good time to take vitamin E. And later on, towards the end of the program, I'll give you some natural sources if you're not using supplements of vitamin E. So we'll make it easy for you, really, really easy. So vitamin E can actually help prevent sunburn, and we know the damage of sunburn because we've got one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world.
And basically, it can prevent sunburn and the development of lots of health conditions, particularly when it comes to aging skin. So vitamin E, you can use it locally, but when you use it internally also, it soothes your skin locally, but it can relieve the symptoms, such as, you know, when you get red, itching and irritation from sunburn or even chemical burns or just from general pollution in the air. Now, I have to say here that nothing is a substitute for really a really good zinc-based sunscreen and other sun protection measures. I like using aloe vera and the special clays. There's a company called Pure South Clay that make this wonderful sunscreen out of the special clay that comes from miles under the earth, and that blocks the sun completely, but it's completely harmless. So vitamin E can be a good part of your skin care routine anyway on a daily basis, but it does more than that, of course. But that's probably one of the most important things at the summertime, is to take your vitamin E supplements. But it can also help your eyesight, and crystal clear vision these days is pretty hard to come by because we're looking at TV screens and computers and things like that, and the frequency, even from a normal light bulb, is a very rapid frequency, and your eyes are constantly trying to adjust to the frequency. And if you can imagine the eyes adjusting all the time, even when you're not aware of it, these micro movements create lactic acid, and the lactic acid builds up around the eyes, causing inflammation. So this is just happening in your daily life. If you're in an office job, for example, if you're exposed to electric lights, of which we all are, more than ever, for thousands of years, we had sunlight, fires, and moonlight, and that's what our body is used to. But the excess strain of our eyes creates all this lactic acid. So the jury's actually still out on how big a role vitamin E plays in eye health, but there is some promising research being done, and one study demonstrated or showed that vitamin E supplementation associated with a lower risk of cataracts, which is quite interesting, isn't it? Because I've seen a number of people with cataracts, they're becoming more and more common. And other studies have shown that high levels of vitamin E, when you supplement it, gives you clearer vision, especially for age-related vision problems. So there's a good reason, again, to take vitamin E. Another really good reason, and that would be interested hopefully to 50% of the population of New Zealand, is that vitamin E, when you supplement the right sort of vitamin E, and remember, you've got to have selenium with it, and you do have to have mineral saturation. I've got to tell you that. You've got to have the mineral saturation first. It boosts your cardiovascular health. That's the heart and arteries. So antioxidants are thought to be powerful tools in the fight against your cardiovascular disease. So vitamin E supplementation could be helpful in that. It seems that individuals with blood sugar issues can also reap benefits from heart health from taking a decent amount of vitamin E every day. But wait, there's more. Vitamin E is not something you normally think about, but it promotes brain health as well. So oxidative stress, and we're talking about what vitamin E is combating, is this rusting. Well, your brain, believe it or not, can start rusting too. It's full of all these cells and nerve tissue, of course, and the oxidative stress even in your brain tends to increase with age, and unfortunately strongly associated with cognitive decline. In other words, your memory gets worse. So for that reason, it's incredibly important to be sure that you and your brain are getting plenty of antioxidants. Now remember, vitamin E is only one of these antioxidants, but research is also suggesting that vitamin E may be especially helpful when it comes to boosting your brain. So if you want your noggin to sort of get a little bit brighter, think about vitamin E. And one example is a study followed a group of nearly 3,000 people aged between 65 and 102. I don't know how many of them were 102, but this was over a period of 3 years, and the study found that individuals who consumed high levels of vitamin E were less likely to experience cognitive issues than those who consumed low levels of vitamin E. So that's pretty significant here in New Zealand, because again, we have a high rate of Alzheimer's and dementia and just brain fog. That's a really good one. I see quite a few people with brain fog. And sometimes it's remarkably easy, by the way, to clear up brain fog. Sometimes it can take a few days, other times it takes a few months. And for a few rare individuals, it might take a few years, but I've seen the brain fog clear up in a number of individuals, and I am myself an example of that too, when I used to get brain fog and migraines at some touch touch wood, it's just so unknown for me now to have that. So the other thing that vitamin E does, it boosts the immune system. So we often think of vitamin C for the immune system, but vitamin E deserves some credit for this as well, because vitamin E stimulates your body's defense system. So it plays an important role of keeping the body well, doesn't it? So vitamin E seems to be particularly beneficial in boosting your immune response in the older, in our older population. And when I look at the kind of diet from the older people these days, they're still sort of based on some pretty old-fashioned ideas. Although we could argue that, but they do tend to be lower in vitamin E. So if you're older than 40, it's a good idea to take vitamin E anyway. But I actually personally feel that vitamin E is one of those essential supplements to be taking every day. Again, providing you've got the mineral structure to support it. But serious vitamin deficiency is very rare. So, you know, you're not going to see any major clinical deficiencies of vitamin E. They're going to tend to be subclinical. So that's not to say it doesn't happen, but it isn't actually that common. So inadequate levels of vitamin E may result in kind of certain types of blood-related conditions or neurological deficiencies. And if you're concerned about a true clinical vitamin E deficiency, then that's the time to go to your doctor, really. I mean, yes, live blood analysis and an examination from a naturopath or a herbalist can give you some idea, but if you're really worried about clinical deficiencies, then you will need to actually see a GP and get it done properly. So when I say get it done in a different technique, proper lab analysis, if you feel that you may well, looking at the symptoms, but be careful. It's so unusual to have a clinical vitamin E deficiency. So what I'm really saying here, it's good to supplement vitamin E, because it will be a subclinical deficiency you may well have, or you may have enough, but it doesn't hurt in this case with a fat-soluble vitamin to have more. So while the vitamin E deficiency is uncommon, many people still don't get adequate levels. So, you know, approximately 60% of the people that I see in my practice are not getting enough vitamin E. So that's a pretty significant number. That's more than half, remember, the people that I see in my naturopathic practice just don't get enough vitamin E. And that's a bit of concern, because the vitamin, it does a lot to help protect your body from, as I say, oxidative stress, and a good chance that suboptimum levels can lead to an increase in health issues and premature aging. So, you know, these are things to think about. You think about the future. So how much vitamin E are you getting? Well, probably about 15 milligrams a day, but that's probably pretty meaningless at the moment for you. So what's 15 grams? Well, I really like to take cod liver oil every day, and I ask my patients to do the same. We have a really special blend of cod liver oil. It doesn't have a huge amount of vitamin E, but it's just one of those things that if you're taking vitamin E, you must also have the vitamin A and the vitamin D with it, and the selenium and so forth and so on. So if you want to really make sure you're getting enough vitamin E, a great way to start really is to eat vitamin E rich foods, and knowing which foods contain the most, you can actually go a long way to being incredibly well and delaying old age and looking really great as you get older. So you might be tempted to buy fortified breakfast cereals which contain, you know, high amounts of vitamin E, but it might seem like a no-brainer way to get more vitamin E foods. But keep in mind, cereal is a no-no on the plan that I'm actually working with, because cereals have these things called lectins. And although that the grains, the outside husk of grains, do have vitamin E, the problem is that grains also have lectins, and I've given a wee talk about lectins. And so on the one hand, they're good, but on the other hand, they're not so good. So if you have any gut problems at all, or fatigue, or allergies, it's not a good idea to eat too much grain. So it's not really a good place to get your vitamin E. I would suggest that you have lots of olive oil. Asparagus is loaded with it. Broccoli's loaded with it. Brazil nuts, 3 or 4 Brazil nuts. Pine nuts are loaded with it. But of course, my favorite sources, actually spinach is just loaded with vitamin E too, and there's dandelion greens, but no one has them anyway, so let's be realistic. It's avocado and broccoli and spinach and asparagus and tuna and especially sardines, so they're really good sources of vitamin E. So it's a good idea that you take a good amount of vitamin E in your diet, remember, because that's essential to maintain really good health. And with plenty of vitamin E foods, you'll get a healthy dose of antioxidants. Now, of course, as a herbalist, I bring all sorts of other things in, like cod liver oil. And of course, we get you mineral saturated, and we put you on a program that suits you individually. And that's really the key when it comes to naturopathy and herbal medicine, is to design a program that really fits you. And there is actually a way in naturopathy that we can read your body through various signs and symptoms, even just by looking at you, the certain lines, and even the tongue is especially good. Looking at the blood, of course, we do iridology. We can tell you whether you need vitamin E or not. So I hope this is really useful for you. And remember, if you want to know any more, you just go onto the website, www.nzherbal.com, and have a look. And remember, I told you right from the beginning to look up regular bowel. If your bowel isn't working every day, please go into New Zealand Herbal's website and do in the search engine there, you just put regular bowel and have a read about what you can do in a very simple solution. And it's nothing short of miraculous. So that's a good tip for you. So thanks for listening. This is Mike McCammon. We're on Plains FM and we'll catch up next week and we'll talk about something again that's very useful that you can use in your daily life. So I hope I've made the complex more understandable. I hope I've made the simple more profound. And I hope that you can see the way clear if you've got any of the symptoms that I talked about to do something really good about. So catch up next week. Bless you all. Bye-bye.